Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is our 2018 season primer for North Melbourne. So first off, before we get into 2018, we'll have a look back at 2017 to see how they went. 15th and 6 wins, but it's not like they were looking for finals this year either.
No. There was a fucking problem. Coming into the last round, it's like, we could get number one draft pick here. And then they're like, nope, that's off the table. So it's number two and number three.
They call it the Spoon Bowl. Going into round 23, they won and jumped 4 places.
I was glad for the win, don't get me wrong, but I was like, lads, can you just put a fucking lid on it?
Especially since they committed it so early, but not playing Prius for like, you know, half the season. Well, so
we'll definitely get to that. Actually, no, let's go straight away. Let's start with the lows for the year. And I thought looked all the rage in the preseason, and then they went, you know what, fuck it, we don't need to play him. Goldstein will run into form eventually.
Yeah, I felt like he was going to be the sort of challenger to like a Nankervis or someone that you pick up, and they're not like the typical utility that you, if you looked on stats on paper, you wouldn't pick him as being like the one.
Yeah, but what did Nankervis do this year?
Oh, I mean,
thought we'd get this out early.
He got outshined by Sean Griggs, so I mean, in the ruck. Yeah, there we go.
Well, all right. To me, he complements Goldstein perfectly. Because if there's one criticism of Gold, well, plenty of criticism of Gold, but one major one is that he's not physical. And Bruce is willing to fucking choke slam his own captain.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Goldstein wasn't physical. I thought he was a little bit too physical. Especially with the marketing department.
Ooh, hey, there we are.
Yeah, but Bruce was like that. I mean, he had a go at Swallow, didn't he, in the preseason?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he actually had a go, as in he went to tackle and instead of, you know, doing the little bit of wearing a red shirt, don't tackle the quarterback sort of thing. Just went, no, I'm fucking planting this cunt.
I think I saw him go for a cover and he got a two count
when he did it. It was nearly a tombstone pile driver.
But he had all that momentum literally in the preseason, and everyone's comparing him to Mumford, and we saw him play VFL and get injured in the VFL. When you say you complimented Goldstein had a stinker of a year. And sometimes it looked like he was... You can't say he's carrying an injury because he played 12 weeks carrying an injury.
He was carrying some emotional trauma. That's what it was.
Maybe it was, but he was playing shithouse.
He was the Jack Stringer of North Melbourne.
And then Bruce is playing in the VFL, gets injured in the VFL, so he never got his shot. It wasn't, you know.
Well, he played a couple of games.
Yeah, it wasn't until later in the year. But we were saying it week in, week out. Where is he?
Oh, shit, yeah. I was screaming for it all over Reddit, all over Facebook.
It wasn't
just me. It was every North Melbourne fan was on every North Melbourne Facebook post saying, put him in.
Was Scott tanking?
If he was, he wasn't fully committed to the project.
Yep. Well, last season, in the off season, he got rid of Del Santo, Harvey, Petrie, and who am I forgetting there? Ferrito.
Yeah, Ferrito, yeah.
Now, Harvey was the only mistake there, I thought. Harvey deserved another year.
I think he can still get a call-up.
But, I mean, it says what you're doing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And when we get to the outs, he's gone savage again this year. So he's clearly gone. We're clearing the decks. We're starting again.
Well, that's the thing, is that I'll be surprised if North can field a team next year.
Didn't this year. At one stage, there was, I think, 22 injuries. Yeah. You know, that's also towards the end of the season when everyone's like, I could probably play, but...
Do I have to?
Yeah. Like, I'm still half expecting, you know, passive-aggressive Facebook posts from Brad Scott about how no one's turning up to Thursday night trainings, and if you don't come, you're not getting a game in the A's. Instead of, like, leaving halfway through to go to the bar, you've got to stay the whole training out. Otherwise, that's what commitment's about.
There's no excuse this year because no one has to pick Boomer up anymore.
Yeah.
Although maybe they still do. I don't know.
So, I mean, their lows were all in the ruck because, like I said, Goldstein had a shocker of a year.
Yeah.
And usually he's been the linchpin that they've, you know, banked on so much.
Yeah.
There's even a couple where, which game was it, where he just could not kick straight to save his life. And even Scott started to shake his head.
There's a few games there, yeah. Okay. We watched a fair few of them at Etihad, and they were shocking.
They were hard to watch.
I think the only person that had a worse stinker than Goldstein.
Yep, go on.
Lindsay Thomas.
Yeah. Did he play this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Former North Melbourne champion, Lindsay Thomas.
Yeah. Look, I wish him all the best. I think he's a massively talented player, and I think he's going to be great at Port.
Daniel Rhodes has got great at Collingwood.
But he had the worst season I've ever seen him have.
Well, getting dropped to the VFL, and then did he get suspended once or twice?
I think it was twice in the same action, pretty much, in the same match.
And they weren't good ones either. It wasn't you got a bit of unlucky there. It was, you threw a punch and you hit him.
Yeah.
Well, and one was an elbow to the jaw or some shit. Yeah.
He looked like a bloke that's, I've had enough.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of love for Lindsay. I think he's a much maligned player. He's been the poster boy for diving, and I don't think he's the worst proponent of it, but...
You fuck one goat.
That's kind of how it is. And just a couple of years back, he was a rough chance at the Coleman. He was I think, leading it into the halfway or in the top few.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he just hasn't panned out that way. And he's not going to be, was never going to be part of North's next final run. But I think at Port, he'll be a great little addition.
Well, being 53 years old also hurt his chances. Yeah.
He does. It shocks people that he's not 30 yet.
Yeah. Well, the thing with him is that he has so many opportunities week in, week out to prove, like, have great moments, you know what I mean? Like, whether it's game winners or whether it's, like, opportunities of skill, and he's just consistently fucked him up this year. Whereas before, he actually showed that potential. And that's what's most frustrating about him, is that you can see what he can be capable of, but just fucks up time and time again.
Well, that does segue into the worst loss for me, and that was the Good Friday match. Lindsay Thomas had the chance to... be the player there.
Yeah, but that was a shot from about 60, wasn't it? Was that the one?
It was 50. He had the option of...
That's right, he had two shots at it.
Yeah, and he had the option of going for the pass or going for the long bomb goal, match winner. And, if he puts it through, he's a genius.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he looks a bit dumb. And the forward line was pretty open from memory, and there was options there.
See, I'm not mad at him for going for that goal because that's what his role should be.
Yeah.
But you have to get that goal. That was not a gimme, but if you can't have that clutch performance in that period, that's what you train for when you're a little kid from the whole way up.
I think that's a full forward kick because it was a 60-meter kick.
The second one was like 50. It was 50 maximum.
Yeah.
And run into open space. Obviously, you got that adrenaline rush behind you. That's winning time.
Yeah, and he did have the worst miss I've seen of anyone ever, I think.
There was a couple.
This season. Not that game, I don't think.
I mean, they're still sharing those highlights around Facebook now.
But the other thing about that match, North was never really... I never felt like the Bulldogs were that threatened on Good Friday match. And it was massively disappointing that they've worked for 40 years to try and get Good Friday happening, finally get it.
Yeah.
And the crowd, to me, didn't turn up. I know it was
sold out. But
it was a sold out. But
it was
I felt
sold
like,
out and soulless.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just didn't feel like... the game itself, let's be honest, it wasn't anything that'll rewrite history. But I felt that the crowd turned up and then was kind of like, oh, we're here. This is our match.
On that too, there was another... Was it the Friday night game against St Kilda? Which, again, North Melbourne really revolutionised Friday night football when Wayne Carey was going around.
Yeah.
And they've complained the last couple of years, we don't get these...
It was the
grain
oil on the muscles that did it.
Yeah. They got a Friday night slot and there was...
Can you still get grain oil?
Don't know.
Probably. Yeah. I think there was about 18,000 people there. And it was a shithouse game to watch as well. And they're going, well, where are the fans, for starters?
Yeah.
And if you only got fleeting moments in the limelight, you got to make the most of it. And they didn't.
Yeah, they're not Carlton. They can't have shit Friday night games all the damn time.
Carlton got zero this year, and that's what happened after having shit ones.
Yeah.
And now next year, I think they've got quite a few.
Have you mentioned Richmond yet this episode?
Yeah,
it's 3 years ago we got no Friday night games, and now we're premiers. So yeah. Anyway.
So what were their highlights for the year then?
Ben Brown.
Benny Brown was it for me.
There's a couple more, but we can get to them. Benny Brown. He was a roughie for the Coleman.
It turns into a low light because that should have been their focus for the last three rounds. One, get the number one draft pick, and two, get him a medal.
Yeah.
Why didn't everything go through him? And because I think with two games to go, you're still a rough chance, and just nothing.
Yep.
Just didn't kick him the ball.
He kicked a few, but he did spray a few as well. But his ability to mark on the lead is judge the ball,
it's crazy.
Grab it at the apex, yep. Arms all the way out, nothing the backman can do.
He lost that for a little while, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he lost that because Jared Waite was in the forward line and they were crossing each other. Oh, even worse is Mad Jack Dore. He stands next to Ben Brown. It's like, mate, get the fuck away from him. Lead in a different direction.
I think he's just happy to have a friend.
Maybe he is, I don't know. I don't dislike Mad Jack at all. I just think, you know, when you've got the full forward there, mate, you're not it. Well, move elsewhere. Yeah.
You're the ruckman champ.
But Brown, to me, he now sets himself up for a massive 2019.
Yeah.
2018.
Well, and that also last season, he had no preseason.
Yeah.
He came in injured. Sorry. And I think now he can probably work on his gas tank a bit and maybe, I don't know, get on the protein.
Well,
he looks like he could use it.
I think he's in trouble with the gas tank because he did get married over the summer. So,
well, he'll have abs of fucking steel.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Let's be honest, his missus looks like they're related. But they are Taswegian, so...
Well, she's Irish as fuck, too. So when he got the call up to come home from the honeymoon to play against Ireland, I smelled a rat. That's all I'm saying. And to see how Irish she is, you only have to look at her Instagram. She's, you know, as red as the as Benny Brown.
Looks like the chick out of Brave.
And, yeah, who was Scottish, unfortunately, because that's the comparison I wanted to make. Fuck, she's Scottish.
She looks like she got a Brave.
And also, she goes, I love potatoes. Seriously, how good are potatoes?
Wow.
Jeez, love. Wow. Stereotypes exist for a reason. All right, so...
Was she sober?
Probably not. She was married to Ben Brown. What were the other highlights for the North?
I would say...
A win over Melbourne?
Pokies?
the streak continues.
Did they renovate Arden Street at all? I don't know.
Yes. Oh, they are, actually. They've got...
They painted the walls or something?
They've got $500 million worth of development there. But that's something else entirely.
Right. Yeah, that's a meth lab.
Proust emerging, obviously, being a great bonus. Managing to still get games into Robbie Tarrant. He's looking like he's going to... Yeah, keep building up.
Yeah,
young Cunnington. I feel like he's on the cusp.
Old young Cunnington.
Yeah, he's another 45-year-old, 25-year-old. He's on the cusp, but he's been on the cusp for a while.
Yep, and like he'll fit in great at Gold Coast. Yeah. I feel like.
Well, him and Bastinac used to be like you could be very forgiven for mistaking them for each other.
Yeah.
I think Cunnington's done better than Bastinac, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But not that much better.
Yeah.
He's
a bit harder. That's it. That's why we look at it, pros and cons, that's like what's tipped him over the edge, I think.
He's a hard-working little bastard who just doesn't care who he knocks over on the way to his ball, which I love.
Yeah.
I think Zeeble had a season that he'll rather forget.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't great, though.
But
first year as captain? No.
Yes, first year as captain. Yeah, but I was fully behind him being captain, and I still think he's the absolute best man of the job.
There's nobody else.
But I feel like his football wasn't as good as it was the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's got a bit of TJ Dillashaw about him.
I can see that. I can see that, yeah.
I would have said the triangular yellow angry bird.
Yellow angry bird.
Which is what commonly happens.
See, I'm struggling for other highs for him. I mean, you know, Higgins had a couple of good games.
Well, let's get stuck in the lows.
Well, the other high is also the Adelaide win, where they managed to
have a completely
ludicrous first quarter.
Forgot about that.
Where I honestly thought there was a problem with the AFL app.
Adelaide's first loss for the year as well.
Yeah, and funny thing is, people much malign Brad Scott, but he was the one that came up with the idea of, oh, no, let's tag Roy Sloan hard.
Yeah.
Give him a bit of a beating, and all of a sudden every fucker's doing it afterwards.
You're right. But it's not really the heart of a fucking idea, is it? Well, they got one good midfielder. Should we tag him?
Well, then why the fuck did no other coach do it beforehand?
Because they were dickheads.
I feel like Brad Scott is just like, he's a sucker. He just wants to be unhappy all the time. And so he figured if I could put...
Well,
like,
he coaches North. He fucking picked the right job
all
then.
All my players on Sloan, then surely they can just spread out. They can pump us. I can be pissed off about something. That's why even when they were tanking, they didn't manage to do that right. So he had something to be pissed off about.
They fucked that up too.
I feel like that was his goal, was I'm going to be pissed off this whole season.
Well, he's probably going to be pissed off all 2018 too.
He always looks annoyed, doesn't he?
Yeah,
always. And Chris is the same as well. Yeah. Exactly the same.
I'm still shocked they haven't managed to pull a switcheroo. Or maybe they have. Maybe no one woke up.
How would you know?
How would you know? I don't know. Any other lows you want to throw in there, Brenton?
Oh. Oh, some lows?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, shit. I don't know. Just life in general down North Melbourne. Not a happy place to be. The area's shit. Well, you ever been to Arden Street?
The biggest one is they walked into a strip club all year and still couldn't get a dancer. They had $1 million all flashing around to everybody. Please come play for
nothing.
It was like, you know what? Josh Kelly, we've spotted you. We'll peel one out from the pack. We'll go for somebody that nobody else is really thinking of. Everyone's worried about Dusty Martin. Everyone's worried about Fife. We're going to go for him.
Yep.
And then, at the start of the season, everyone's like, who the fuck is he?
I tell you what, if only they could invest. They saw Bitcoin in 2012. Problem was, it was 2018 and everyone else had held on.
Yeah, that's it. They could have just bought Tasmania full stop and had their own fan club down
there.
But
even with that, Kelly only signed a 2-year deal. He's not saying, don't call me. He's saying, just...
Not yet.
He's just pushing up the price is what he's doing. He's just playing hardball.
Probably a smart lad.
He's like, you know what? Good on him. I think we've got a chance at a flag in these years. You don't. I'm going to wait and just see. Just hang on. But, I mean, the good thing is they didn't waste the money at least. Like, they didn't go out and say, well, fuck it. We need to pay somebody. Let's get him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? They didn't sign someone dumb. Instead, they put the money to Ben Brown, which, you know, in Taswegian dollars, that's like 4 billion apples.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feeds a lot of families.
Or family.
Or a family.
Or feeds the family. The only one there. So, I mean, that was a low, but not that bad because they couldn't pry Dusty out, but they were never going to.
But I felt like from watching their games this season, their lows were how bad their connectivity was from back line to forward line. Their ability to fuck up, like linking up plays for the middle was
the skill
embarrassing.
Level.
Embarrassing.
There was more than one game where you watch it and go, this is not good enough.
And you can see him doing it. You're like, no, what are you doing? What are you looking at? Yeah. Like, who are the on-field leaders?
Well, the weird thing for me is you had Sean Attlee and young Mullet, who pretty fleet of foot. But instead of deciding to run with the ball and take on a tackler, and that maybe it was a coach's instruction, I don't know, they'd grab it and kick it, or grab it and handball.
Yeah, yeah.
And even worse, handball to a bloke in a worse fucking position than they were.
Yeah.
It's like, run and get caught holding the ball.
Yeah.
At least you're trying.
Yeah, there were a few games he did that. He decided to take the player on. Got caught a couple of times. That happens. But if you're a speedy player, use your fucking speed.
That's it. Maybe you're right. Maybe he got caught and he chewed out. You know, and he's going, well, I'm not going to fucking do that
in that
again.
Case, it's the midfielder coach or, Brad Scott's fault. Because you can't have a player like Attlee and then tell him not to run. Because if you're going to do that, fuck him off.
Don't have him.
You're going to do it in numbers, too, to the middle of Etihad.
And then don't recruit Hartung.
Oh, we'll get to that. But the skill level, like, one of the biggest mistakes I made with North Melbourne this year is I watched them in the preseason. I thought, you know what? They look all right. They're young and they're hungry. And God damn it, I regretted it. Because I had them right at about 15th when I picked them. And then I went, no, I'll bump them up. They looked all right.
Yeah.
Regretted that. But anyway.
Could have cost you the latter premiership of clicking
balls. I'm saying it did.
Yeah.
So North Melbourne won me the premiership, I'll take that.
on your boys. Let's have a look at their list changes. So we'll go through their outs first because there's lots more of them. Like we said, Lindsay Thomas has been picked up.
And I think that's good for both teams.
I think it's good for North.
Even though North got nothing.
It's good for North.
Yep. Swallow as well, who is an interesting one.
See, I thought he had more to give elsewhere. I honestly thought he could have done something at Gold Coast.
Maybe, yep. I do think it was the right thing for North to do.
Yeah, I completely feel that way too. I do rate him as a player. I think he's the second highest tackler of all time or some shit.
Surely not.
No, it is something crazy like that. He's got a ridiculous amount of tackles.
Second lowest possession getter too, apparently.
Could very well be. But he's definitely a tackle machine. But he's not an engine player.
No. And as a leader, he's not someone, you know what, I'm going to follow this guy.
I feel like he's a good guy. Yeah. I feel like he's the sort of bloke that would...
I feel like he's too nice of a guy.
But he's the sort of bloke where if you were going to have a few beers and drive home, he'd be the sort of bloke to take the keys off you.
Yeah.
But that's
nice. He'd lose his license.
That's nice to have, but I want the bloke who takes the keys off, he punches in the face and then goes to steal a car and shit.
You want someone that's going to run through a brick wall, which is what Zeeble will do.
You want the guy who steals a cop car and goes, no fuckers pulling us over now.
So anyway, his AFL is finished now. I've got a feeling he's signed in the NEAFL for like...
Yes, he did.
I'm going to say Aspley, but it's not Aspley. It's something like that. Ainsley.
I couldn't name a NEAFL team.
Yeah. Well, Sydney Swans Reserves.
Yep, there you go.
I've got three more for you.
I can name one NEAFL team.
Lockie Hansen, who was a little bit unlucky, but injuries have robbed him of the end of his career.
There were some points where he felt like he could be a spectacular intercept marker on the half-back line. And some periods he was brilliant. Like when North made a couple of prelims, he was a massive part of that.
And he was a top 10 pick as well.
Six, I think.
Yep, that's top 10. Yep.
Yeah.
Did he wear number six as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Serious maths going on here.
I look like you know your players well. That's good. Mullet, like we said, has been let go. And Wagner. Now, I'll put them together because I think they both sort of represent the same type of player.
I actually don't mind Mullet, to be honest. He was one of those lads that he'll do 90% of things very well.
Yeah.
In terms of the one possession. Like he'll run with the ball, fend off a tackle, look great, and then spray the kick for goal.
I feel like with Wagner as well, that North have sort of got six or seven guys that are that kind of player as well.
Yeah.
Who are not style of play, but like you say, do one good thing and then fuck it up with another.
Yeah, I feel like we'll see Wagner again at some stage, but well, it won't be at North.
Yeah.
He'll be picked up somewhere else and be a good journeyman player. But yeah, North have got so many of those, you know, mid-sized midfielders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still waiting to see what happens to Kane Turner as well.
It looks like they've got a whole bunch and they're waiting for a star to come out of it.
Yeah. Kane Turner's about 25 kilos or something, but he's just, he's scarily fearless. Running himself head first into... You talk about that's running through brick career. Walls. Yeah. That bloke will just make himself a battering ram.
I remember literally we watched a game, I can't remember this year or last year, where he came onto the field, ran in, got smacked, and then had to come off.
Ran straight back off. Yeah. I remember that,
I love the courage, but lad, geez, you're going to have a short career that way.
Yeah. He's going for the paycheck. He's going for that CTE.
The John Barnes Cup.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
The last out we've got for North Melbourne is the one that I think is an absolute disgrace and a stupid decision. Sam Gibson.
Why?
It does not make any sense at all.
Well, the question being, you play 130 games in a fucking row, your best 22 for that many seasons, and all of a sudden you're no good anymore.
Which is exactly what he said. Like, I'm in the best 22 for 136 weeks in a row, and now I'm not in the best 44.
And it's not as though it's attitude related. I mean, fuck, he's the hardest worker at the club. And then he goes to Adelaide and wins the 2K time trial.
Wins the 2K time trial.
Yeah. You know, he's fit as fuck. And look.
And uses the ball well.
Well, let's be honest. His disposal may not be elite level, but it's better than half at North.
He knows his limitations when it comes to disposal. And I feel like he makes good decisions. I'm gobsmacked.
Yeah. You feel like you need two of him in a
Well, he was a whipping boy for a while because he would make some weird choices sometimes.
Just a couple of games where Thomas played good.
But I mean, when your options are all shit, sometimes you're not going to look that great no matter what you do.
I don't know what the reasoning behind it is. Like, are they just saying age?
I'd say so. I'd say they're looking at the list going, is he part of our next premiership? And it's like, well, no, because he's not four. And just running with that.
Yeah, I think it's a really bad decision. But Adelaide game.
But the weirder part of that was they delisted him and yet somehow still got, like, pick 87 for it or something?
Yeah, that's right, because there was some weird way
how it worked. He was rated better than Sam, your mate.
Sam Mitchell.
Sam Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah, we got pick 88 for.
Yeah, he got 87, I'm pretty sure.
He was rated better than Sam Mitchell.
Yeah,
right.
Apparently, according to the compensation thing or whatever it is.
So, with all those outs, with all the money that North have been throwing around all week, all year, they're in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, Hartung.
Hartung, right.
Hartung, who they got in the rookie draft.
I tell you what, if there's one man who's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders, it's going to be little Billy Hartung.
Billy Hartung.
Well, it's not, he's an in, obviously, and he'll be a bit played, expect, but the big in, which is not quite an in, is Paul Ahern. Obviously drafted last year, but hasn't played a game.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, coming from GWS.
Yep.
He was drafted as an injured player, so they got him for fuck all. But he's going to have massive load on his shoulders because he's the player they need to actually do something.
I like how they recruit injured players for fuck all and give away quality players for fuck all. They've got like a fuck all policy going on down there in North Melbourne.
It was a scorched earth.
It's the barter system.
If we can't buy a superstar, go fuck yourself.
Got Brad Adolf Hitler Scott running the show.
We're going to flood this market. We're going to fuck it up.
They're very much in a long-term investment. Because now every other cunt's been trying to match $1 million midfield contracts and they're all broke.
Yeah, that was the key. And then halfway through the year, the salary cap went up by 20%. And they went, oh, fuck. Now everyone's doing it.
Damn it. But I was worried I was going to get contracted one stage just so we're paying the minimum.
Hartung is a weird player because gets the ball on the outside so often. And God damn it, he can run. Still has the record for the beep test at the draft camp, which I think they don't do the beep test anymore, so he's going to live with that now.
But that outside run is what North needs.
Yeah.
Like, they've got Zeeble and Cunnington for the inside ball gather.
Sure.
But they haven't had outside pace.
But what else North needs is good disposal, and that is not Harter.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'll take a long bomb into the forward 50 at the moment.
Maybe that works better for North because they've got Waite and Brown up forward. Whereas Hawthorn didn't have a tall forward.
Well, they'll have weight there about 40% of the time, maybe.
Oh, 40. Jeez.
I'm optimistic.
You wish he was playing 40% of the time.
I feel like you're finally getting rid of Nahas, and then you're bringing Hartung. Like, you know.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Hartung's a slight upgrade. Although Nahas is technically a premiership player in the VFL.
Yeah, that doesn't really count, does it?
No. I mean.
I'm trying to think if Hartung played in the VFL.
A good game.
Yeah. All right, so they're the list changes. So let's have a look at their draw for 2018. So their double ups are the Lions, Gold Coast, St Kilda, Sydney, and the Bulldogs. That you can't be angry about the double ups because Lions and the Gold Coast, they're the two you want to play the most.
Yep. Yeah. Obviously, Sydney, they're expected to...
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, they're going to run... the Bulldogs and the Saints are the ones that will set the tone. Yeah. If they can split the difference in those, they'll have a great season. If they... go in and get smashed by the Saints and then again by the Bulldogs. Be a terrible season.
Yeah, I'm backing on that one.
No disappointment if you played all those games down in Tasmania.
Yeah. The other disappointment is you don't get to play Melbourne twice.
No, and that's going to be an interesting game too because, you know, having a few mates that go for Melbourne, especially young Ricky from Sports Berserk, if we do manage to extend it to 18 wins in a row, that's going to be my season highlight.
Especially, well... this season's going to be tough for North. That might be something that they can pull out and go, you know what?
That streak's
still going.
And it could be Carlton hiding on the Good Friday game.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's the other big thing is they've managed to hold on to the Good Friday game.
Well, I feel like they really had to have at least 2 years. But if no one turns up to this one...
I was going to say, if no one turns up and then Carlton wins by, you know, 10 goals...
Yeah. Yep. So if you're a North fan listening to this, fucking turn up. For fuck's sake, please. Please turn up. Look... I'll even sit next to you and share a pie. I don't know. I'm not going to buy you a fucking whole one because North Melbourne, mate. But, you know, I'm not that fucking wealthy. But yeah, we'll go halves.
All right. So who's going to have a big year for North?
Well, Ben Brown's the easy call, but
he's got to. He should be a perennial all-year Coleman chance.
Yeah.
Who's going to kick the ball to him though?
Well, you convinced me. Billy Hartung's the man.
In terms of big, if Bruce, he has to has one.
He has to be
has to has one. Has to have one.
He has to be the number one ruck this year.
Yeah.
If he can't get on the field, then I mean, he couldn't have done anything worse than Goldstein, like off field. So how is he not getting a gig?
And the next phase of that too is how Mad Jack Dawg got a gig ahead of him. And
look, got a 2 year contract.
I really, and we've said it so many times. I've said it so many times. I really want to like Mad Jack because he seems like a bloke who's trying his ass off.
You want him to be good.
I did see one of his, I think it was Instagram or something, and he was at a bar or a restaurant where they were naming cocktails after famous sports players. And he said they should have the Mad Jack Dawg. Does something every 4 weeks or so. Plays a couple of good games. Has a few highlights. That's it. Mm. Doesn't play often, but has a few highlights. I'm like, mate, you're self-aware.
You're talking about a bloke like who won the AFL Dash one stage. He's got pace. He's built like a fucking tank.
Yep.
But for whatever reason, keeps getting knocked over by blokes as big as Puopolo and finds it hard to be where the ball's going to be.
Yeah, and tags Ben Brown.
That's the problem. So they probably put him in competitive work during the week against each other. And he's like, I've got him. I've got him now. He's not even expecting it.
I am fucking awesome at this.
But like, I want him to be great, but he's just... He's not. Maybe he has to have a whole different role. I don't know.
I've given up on it. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how he's still got a job.
Well, that's the, like, if you're talking best 22, you're going to have Brown at full forward, Wade at centre half forward, Goldstein or Proust in the ruck. Where does Magic fit in there? Like,
goal defence, I think. Just make sure he cannot go past that centre half forward line.
Maybe he should have played in the international rules. They would have been confused. Like, what the fuck is this? What's happened, mate? You've been out in the sun.
Could have been invisible. Could it be a goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Just about touch both goals.
Probably. And
he'd be the Bo Jackson of the AFL, really.
The worst thing is, if you could take his body and put it in Kane Turner, I mean, not literally. Well, that's legal now. They can do that, whatever.
No wonder Kane Turner's getting bloody injured all the time.
That's how you get some fans to rock up to North Melbourne games.
I know I'm stealing an old joke from somebody, but Magic looks like the kind of bloke who would use Kane Turner to fuck somebody else.
I'm not here to judge. Fuck it. If it improves his footy, I'm all fucking for it. Jesus Christ. But mind you, I think Kane will probably have sore fucking everything. But
he'll snap his collarbone, he will.
Yeah. Anyway, the point I was trying to make.
It's gone. Whatever point it was, it left.
If Kane could get the gym etiquette, gym commitment of young Madge, he'd be a fucking superstar. Instead of maybe having a sore asshole, like I seem suggesting.
Oh,
sorry, but
all I'm seeing now is images of Vlad the Impaler.
Just look at Magic Door using Kane as a condom, pretty much.
The worst fucking thing is, though, not the worst thing, one bad thing, Magic Door, famous, number 38.
Yep, famous number 38.
Have you ever seen anyone else rocking up to a game wearing number 38?
I know who used to wear number 38 for Hawthorn was Andrew Demetrio.
So, no. No one's certain games where he's saying, oh, Demetrio. But,
funny enough, he hasn't rocked up in any game he's ever played either.
He's now number one. He's taking Hamish McIntosh's jersey.
He's changed numbers, has he?
Yeah. And no one has played 100 games in number one. But I think that's North's plan, is to get into 100, just because they know he's going to have about 60 kids. Because he is a bit of a pants man. He fucking loves it. So
allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, he got off that. He got
all
off.
Consensual.
So we're aiming for the 2040.
And then the Chargers didn't stick too. Yeah.
The 2040 premiership, that is going to be a fucking run through.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So Madge, look... I don't care what anyone says, mate. Yeah,
actually, I went back and listened to last year's year primer for North, and we said this is the year Magic needs to play at least a dozen games, or you know, upwards of that.
Yeah,
he played five or six, I think, and they weren't good.
Yeah, he looked great in about a minute and a half of them.
He looked great when he was saying, "Yeah, I got chewed out on the phone for that one," because he was on the phone and he's just sitting there nodding. You can see Scott going off.
Yeah,
I thought, man, just do it, just hit him.
Yeah,
just wait till half time, man.
Let's see what happens. It's funny. I'm only still on Scott,
just for the aggression factor.
Yeah, because I think Madge will probably cop one and then be like, "What the fuck do that for?"
Tell you what, if they get thumped on Good Friday,
he's like Bob Sapp,
and they're threatening to take Good Friday away, they should do a Magic v Scott Brothers handicap match at half time of the next Good Friday.
Jesus Christ, see a bloke die,
and I don't know which side it's going to be.
Yeah, I'd love to see like one of the Scott brothers double turn. I've turned heel.
Well, they both turn heel. They'd run through the crowd. It'd be like Rube Waddell just turn up fighting fuckers on the way to the middle of the fucking match.
I love that. No security for like the on the way down to the ground from the coach's box. Just lefts and rights all the way.
Steal a fucking beer, have a pie. Kicking off.
Yeah. This should be like the Legends game.
The ref is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he turns.
Yeah, Boomer would be the ref, and he'd crown himself champion.
Boomer will be the guy taking bets.
All right, who's
and then fucking off at halftime?
Who's on the outer for North then? Who's in trouble? Really, nobody, because they keep sacking.
Yeah, I think
they've gotten rid of all their wood.
They have to wash like seven Guernseys a game now.
I mean, Scotty Thompson's getting long of the tooth. But he's always been that undersized backman anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think Vickers Willis is going to end up taking that role because they need him to. And this is the first time I can remember North having more double banger last names than Melbourne or Sydney.
Yeah.
With now picking up young Luke Wacky? Yuaki? Yuaki?
Yunaki.
Yeah, Yunaki.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, now that they've got that to hang that on too. They can, we can stir Melbourne up about that. So we've got the more double bangers.
Yeah. Something, I don't know how Majak got a 2-year contract, but I guess it could still be in trouble for him.
I guess they were just, you know, they had too much money and they had to pay, you know, 90% of the salary cap. Like, yeah. Who can you give it to? Oh, Maj. He's got a family of 16 to support.
Yeah. All I can say for North is just stop looking at VFL form and thinking it's good. Because we keep hearing about how this guy's killing in the VFL, and then, you know, Curry goes up and does nothing and gets sacked from the team that finishes bottom.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm still saying that was too soon.
Yeah, of course it was. All right, so, Josh, where are North Melbourne, your team, going to finish in 2018?
Well, I haven't got them top two. I thought that might be a bit ambitious. I also haven't got them top 10. I thought that might have been ambitious too. So I've got them 12.
Yeah, I think that's ambitious. See, they were coming a mile off. 12th. So 12th means, I think, 9 wins.
Yeah.
9 or 10 will get you to 12th.
Yeah, nah. 12 will get you to finals. You're probably on a 7 or 8.
I mean, it also means pretty shit draft picks, but you're not about draft picks. You're about just cutting people. You don't get anything back for them.
I'm surprised they didn't draft a few more 30-year-olds just so they can cut them.
It's like you're Donald Trump running your organization. Everyone's fucking fired.
We kept the black guy.
Keep one person and then...
Brenton, where have you got North finishing?
God, I've got them finishing a magnificent 17th, and that's only because I still struggle to see how they'll field a team for half a season.
I've got them 16th only because I think that Lions and Gold Coast might be worse.
Yeah.
And they're the two teams, like, they get to play twice. So I predict they'll get 5 wins this year, and there's their good chance for 4 of them.
Yep. See, I feel like I'm still
Lions, Gold Coast, and Melbourne.
Melbourne, correct.
I'm still going for the theory that Brad Scott just loves to be pissed off about everything. And so, so I'm picking Gold Coast getting ahead of them. He'll be pissed off about that. They'll get great draft picks. Fuck them up. He'll be pissed off about that. So I think he's going for the free coaching job.
Well, if you're right, he might end up coaching Brisbane.
Not silly. Not silly at all.
You heard it here first.
I think that they'll get the number one draft pick and then trade it for the telephone rights to Josh Kelly for 2 years. Conjugal visits only. Just so they can talk to him.
He's on a media blackout, except for one phone call.
I've been waiting for you. It's still here. You know?
So someone's going to go milk Josh Kelly, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, so I said 16th.
We're sending the marketing department over to him.
It's going to be Kane Turner. He's sort of got that role down in North Melbourne at the moment.
Our marketing department's going over there. They'll take one for the team.
Your marketing department. I think it's some bloke doing an unpaid internship who got in there because
It's two blokes. I've seen them. One of them had to beg Spud Freed to take a mark on him.
It is blokes now because the women, they thought this is other places I can be.
Even I'm not touching this.
All right, we're done. That'll do for North.
Yep, massive season. Good luck.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.